G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
The Brazilian Minister of Finance, Fernando Haddad, spoke to the ministers of the world's major economies during the opening ceremony of the G20 meeting, which happened this Wednesday and Thursday in Sao Paulo. In his speech, Haddad stated that the poorest countries are bearing increasing environmental and economic costs, while also facing threats to their economies from a growing wave of protectionism by wealthy nations. He says there are no winners in the current globalization crisis. Although the poorest countries pay a proportionally higher price, it would be an illusion to think that the wealthiest countries could turn their backs to the world and focus only on national solutions. In a world where labor and capital are increasingly more fluid, poverty and inequalities must be faced as global challenges. This is the purpose of the two task forces proposed by President Lula for the G20 in 2024: the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty and the Global Mobilization Against Climate Change, where we can effectively coordinate our economic policies in order to multiply our efforts. Haddad stated that the last wave of globalization was marked by the pursuit of increased profitability through international labor and regulatory arbitrage. According to him, even though millions of people have overcome poverty, there was a substantial increase of income and wealth inequalities in various countries. He says it's time we redefine globalization. While recognizing the advancements obtained in the last decade, we must admit that we still need to make the world's billionaires pay their fair share of contribution and taxes. In relation to the global economy, the minister evaluated that integration has been confounded with market liberalization, flexibilization of labor laws, financial deregulation, and free flow of capital. The president of Banco Central do Brasil, Roberto Campos Neto, also attended the opening ceremony. He advocated for the importance of economic policies in addressing social inequalities. In a press conference, the G20 Finance Track Coordinator, Ambassador Tatiana Rosito, reported on the meeting of Vice Ministers of Finance and Central Bank Vice Presidents held on Monday and Tuesday, also in Sao Paulo. The ambassador emphasized that the Brazilian priorities for the presidency of the group have been presented in a memorandum that highlights the works of the G20 finance track. The document was elaborated to ensure a greater impact of the country's concrete commitments as well as their implementation. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.